something went on here, something went on there. And
this time on TNT.
It's the top five Quitting the Darts jams.
Including, did you know that Bill Cosby was one of the fathers of Confederation?
And we play another round of Hello. It's all coming up right now on TNT. 103 bot.
103, yeah.
And you know what we're going to do? Because a few folks have said recently, I miss the top fives when you guys just used to do the top fives and just kind of
Riff and jam
and improvise.
Sure.
And you know, us drummers like to just kind of riff and jam and improvise.
Oh, yeah, now because you're playing drums on the reg.
Yeah. Well, I mean, we're both just a couple drummers doing a podcast.
Exactly. That's what we do, and we come up with stuff. And one of those things this week is the top five Quitting Darts jams.
This was your idea.
Yeah.
And the top five,
crushed darts or know what it's like to crush darts, but I can play that person.
Oh, yeah. We've all been around enough people who are off the darts.
Yeah.
So this is the top five Quitting the Darts jams.
Yeah.
Before you play the first one, we need to come up with who we are, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
So how about I can be the enabler, bud, in this one, and you're fresh off the darts, but not...
Okay.
You know?
Yeah.
So I'm coming over to your house from the afternoon, and it's your first day.
Okay. Okay. And you're kind of dipping a toe in the water to see how I'm doing?
Yeah.
And my name is Tomas.
Tomas?
Yeah.
Your name's Tomas?
Yeah, Tomas.
Okay.
What do you mean? Tomas.
My name is I'm Talc.
Okay. And where are we?
We have a you live in a basement apartment in Burlington.
Oh. Okay.
Right?
Yeah. So it starts with you knocking on the door?
Me knocking on the door.
Okay.
And throwing a jam on.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah.
Tomas.
Yeah, come down. Come on down.
Hey, man. How are you? How's it going?
How am I? Yeah, good day to be asking that question.
I know.
How do you think I am? You remember when you quit the darts? Couldn't even talk to you for all of 1997.
Yeah, and I was
How do you think I am?
I was right back.
Let me ask you something.
What?
How do you think I am?
I think you're pretty, you look a little agitated. Maybe you should, it's just hopeless what you're trying to do. Just put
State
on some music.
State the obvious much?
Just put on some music, man. You mind if I, have a dart here?
Oh, are you seriously going to fire up a dag right in front of my face? Do you know what that's doing to your lungs right now?
There's something to be said about just chilling out and having a dart.
You're such a dick.
Yeah.
Hey, can you go out on the back deck? My place is no smoking now, as of this morning.
Food doesn't taste worse. Who cares about that stuff? Have you had any food yet?
Yeah, and guess what? There were all kinds of flavors that I'd even forgotten. Like cinnamon? When was the last time you tasted cinnamon?
I don't even know what cinnamon's supposed to taste like.
When was the last time you tasted basil?
This dart's really hitting the spot, bud.
I'm gonna tell you something, Talc. I don't know if it's the song or the cloud of cigarette smoke or my cloudy mind, but I need you to go.
Maybe you want one of these darts before I leave, though. Here.
Why are you going to be that guy? Why are you going to be that guy?
Check it out.
When you quit, every single time you quit, I was right there for you. I didn't smoke cigarettes around you. I didn't.
You're already smoking.
Lord it in front of you.
You're already doing it right here.
You know what?
Might as well.
I can't hang with you for a while, man.
What a jerk that Talc is.
What a jerk. Talc is also the kind of guy that if you were studying for an exam and you're a little anxious about it,
yeah,
he'd be the like, why are you even studying, dude?
Yeah.
You're already doomed.
You're already
like
doomed,
the stress generator.
Okay.
Okay, we got our feet wet.
Got our feet
we're
wet.
We're doing a top five.
Yeah.
And this next one, my name's Bonnie.
Bonnie.
Yeah? Okay. And you're my sister, Veranda.
No. You can't name me. That's part of the game.
All right, what's your name?
Veranda?
Yeah.
What's your name? Rhonda?
Bonnie.
Bonnie? Okay, yeah. And I'll be Rhonda.
Yeah.
It just feels
Bonnie and Rhonda.
Bonnie and Rhonda.
And you're my sister.
Yeah.
I'm on the darts, but I'm actively supporting you in your decision.
You're on the darts, and I was normally on the darts with you.
Yeah.
Okay, Rhonda.
All right, hit the track. I'm Bonnie, you're Rhonda.
Okay. Bonnie! I'm really having a hard time today.
Ew. Well, yeah, I can imagine that's hard for you. Yeah. I mean, it's always been a part of your life as long as you can remember. So now, of course, it's different, but change is the only constant. You know what I mean? Just don't even think about it. Just listen to this music, close your eyes, and sit back, and don't even think about smoking a cigarette right this minute.
I'm sweating. I can't even stop it. Sweating.
That's just the cigarettes talking. Don't listen to them.
They said it's
Put your fingers in your ears and tune out the cigarettes.
What do I gotta last, 21 days before I can relax?
No, in 7 hours, the actual concrete addiction is over. In 10 hours, the
that's not
taste
true.
Of food will return. Yeah, it is true.
It's been 18 hours and I'm dying. That's all I can
Look,
think
I
about.
I had a root canal once and I quit for 3 hours. And I thought it was gonna be the end of me, you know. But I got through it.
I just need one. I don't know what to do. What am I going to do? I can't just look at this picture of this black lung.
Do you know what? I'm jealous of your willpower. I wish I could quit. But I forgot something in the car. I'm not going to have a cigarette on my way to plug the meter.
Don't!
But I'll be right back.
You got menthols. You bitch.
Hey, Rhonda, you can do this. You know.
She's so greasy. Oh, my God. You know. I could sense her. Just like
Ew.
Leather skin.
Ew. Don't even worry about it. Ew.
She looks like, you know, the ones that have like... the big, huge top lip, the big wrinkle around it, like.
And she's 42, but looks 78. Ew. You can, ew.
Like, looks like an NHL goalie in the 50s. Like a Gump Worsley face.
She has dart mouth.
She does.
Ew.
Like, all orange lips.
Come on in, I'm cooking supper. She has a dart mouth. In. I'm cooking supper.
With the dart?
Yeah. Come on in, I'm cooking supper.
There's always ashes in the beans.
Plating your food with an inch-long ash.
Oh.
Yeah, I'll just put my dart in the tray there, will you? My hands are full.
Okay. So, oh, my God. I have a... Annalise was homesick today again. These kids, they get sick all the time, and then I catch it. Got me a head cold again.
Last week was March break, right?
Yeah.
So did she go to school yesterday?
No. 2 days.
So she hasn't been to school in, like...
A week and a half.
A couple of weeks.
Yeah.
Because we got home on Saturday.
Yep.
We got home Saturday from our trip, And then Monday, there was a snowstorm and school was canceled.
Oh, nice.
So the first day back after March break, there was a snow day.
So you could just chill down and relax.
Yep.
Ramp up. Get the kids
to
bed.
We did so much driving.
Yeah, you drove like 1,000,000 miles.
Yeah.
You drove from
Toronto to Nashville to Halifax.
Didn't you drive to Toronto too? Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, we made a full circle.
Wow. And you were on, yeah, you were just ripping it up when you were here. We didn't even get to see each other's.
I know, I was busy doing the Odd Squad.
The Odd Squad, eh?
And the Canadian Screen Awards is Mrs. T, yep. Who looked positively ravishing.
Nice.
And her dress had pockets, so we smuggled in some Dark Horse and played Top Up the Pop.
That's classic.
They never even seen that we brought our own liquor in with us.
You're not allowed to have, aren't you, like, drinking there? You're not allowed to.
Yeah, I guess so, but they do this thing where they shut the bar during the show.
Oh, okay.
They shut the bar during the show?
Shut the bar.
Do you know what is great is I am getting emails from people saying, it is my girlfriend's birthday. Can you record a message for her as Andrea? Mm-hmm. I've made a donation to a charity.
That's great. It's still going.
Well, yeah, but people are taking the initiative to say, like, hey, will you do this for my girlfriend? I just love the idea that for their birthday, someone would like to get a, how you doing, Cherry? It's me, Andrea.
Oh, man. There you go.
I feel like I love Andrea so much.
Mm-hmm.
The ratio of love I have for Andrea and Laramie to time I've spent with them is completely out of whack.
Well, she's got a heart of gold, though. That's the thing.
Well, should Laramie be trying to quit the darts for this next jam?
Yeah, sure.
Okay.
All right. That's good.
What the?
What?
Our landline's ringing.
Is it?
Our landline's
ringing. Who calls
ringing.
Your landline?
Well, it's either a telemarketer.
Yep.
Or we have an alarm on our house and it's tied to the landline.
Let's play the game. Telemarketer.
Can't even imagine or local.
It
would. All right.
Let's go.
You guess.
I'm going to say telemarketer.
Okay. I'm going to see if I can make it there before it stops ringing.
Come on. Get it?
No.
Ah. Did you
Mr. Bot.
What was the number? Local?
So now I have to star 69?
Oh, no. You didn't show. It didn't show up on the phone there?
I wonder if I have speakers.
Oh, don't worry about it. Are you calling it?
800.
Oh, there you go. Telemarketing.
They were telemarketing. I'm surprised Henry didn't friggin' bark.
Hey, Andrea, I'm just, I'm really having a rough day. I quit darts last night, and I feel bad, man. I feel real bad.
Laramie, can I tell you something?
What?
I want to tell you two things. One, the gift that you're giving yourself and all the other people in your life, like me, is remarkable. We thank you so much for it. And the other thing is, just because you quit doesn't mean weekend bumsies aren't an option, you know? Just means you don't buy them. Think of the money you'll save.
But I can't do like how you do it. You just go on and you're not, like, you don't smoke at all unless you're drinking on the weekend.
I might take a couple puffs off a cute guy on the sidewalk, but that doesn't even count.
How do
so
you
here's
not
what we're
going
to do, Laramie. Do you see this here mason jar?
Yeah.
Every morning when you get up, take the money that you would spend on a pack of darts and put it in the mason jar. And as soon as we have enough money to go to 1-866 Wild Eels, we'll go book a trip to Cancun's.
You know I don't care about money, Andrea.
Well, you should care about money. You have to set your sights on the prize, like going away to an all-inclusive with me.
Yeah, I wouldn't
think
want
of the swim-up bar.
I don't need to do that. I can just book some time at the family island. You know how it is.
Well, then what if we set our sights on something more practical, like a king-sized mattress at Sleep Country Canada or
I'm
something like that?
I'm going to put this music on, and I'm just going to relax. Maybe something fun, like some Chicago might make me feel better, you know?
You and me in friggin' Cancun, drinking at the swim-up bar. What do you say,
yep.
Laramie? Could be right fun.
I kind of just want to smoke, man.
You don't need that. Look, my tummy's getting right friggin'. Just think about the possibility going down to Cancun's with ya. We go to Carlos and Charlie's, do them shooters where they blow the whistle.
Maybe if I get really drunk.
We can go to Cactus Ponchos and see if we can suck the worm out of the bottom of the bottle. Make some bad decisions.
I'm going to drink this bottle of Jack Daniels, and then maybe I won't want to smoke afterwards.
No, the problem is you are going to want to smoke afterwards. Here's what we're going to do. We're going to saw pencils in half, and we're going to paint them with liquid paper. So it does two things. One, it's a little craft that we can do together. And the second thing is you can have a simulated cigarette in your hands.
Sniffing white out?
Just, Laramie, I think you're missing the point. Or carry around an unlit cigarette, and that way you have all the your hands tied up, or think of something else you've always wanted to do with your hands.
Here, hand me one of those big eights.
No, come here, slow dance with me right quick.
No.
If your hands are around me, you won't be wanting to put them on a cigarette.
Oh.
Seardy in the park. There you go. Oh. Your hips don't lie, Laramie. Friggin' move them with me, will ya?
I guess I feel a little bit better, Andrea.
Well, from where I stand, I guess say you're feeling better. I can think see your blood starting to centralize.
Huh?
Curve.
No.
Yes, I can feel things growing down there. 6 more weeks of winter, is it? Put it away, Punxsutawney perv.
Waiting such a long time.
Tell your groundhog friend calm down, Bob. Tell your groundhog friend calm down, Bob. I can feel him coming out, trying to get fed. No food here for him, I'll tell you that for free.
Oh, man.
Didn't see his own shadow in my yoga shorts. You can get the mayor here in a top hat, but doesn't mean it's going to happen, perv.
Okay.
Who are the next people?
How about I'll be Gary Gugatami, the golfer. He's hacking darts on the course, and you're the caddy.
Okay, and I'm not on the darts, and you are?
Yeah. You're the actually trying to help me out.
Okay, good. Got it.
And
my name is Hudson.
Hudson, that's awesome.
Yeah.
And we're just having a good time around.
Yeah.
Like on a weekend, we're like we have the cart with the jams.
Yeah.
Right?
Perfect. Yeah.
Okay. Hey, Hudson, you want to hand me the? Hand me the 3-wood on this. It's going to hit a 3-wood. Turn
really?
The jams on, man.
You think it's a 3-wood from here? You think it's a 3-wood from here, Mr. Gugatami?
That's it.
Really? I don't know. Hey, it's a strong
Hudson.
Wind. Yeah?
Who was invited to the Masters last year? Was it me or was it you? Because now that I think about it, I'm pretty sure it was me. And the reason that I got invited to the Masters was because of my performance the previous year of golfing on my own. So I think I need the 3-wood, and I think you should just keep it down. And, I just quit smoking yesterday. I'm stressing out here. I don't need you chirping me and telling me what to hit.
Point taken, Mr. Gugatami. I mean, I guess
Jeez.
All I'm saying is that it's a strong headwind, and then maybe you'd consider... What? Okay, here's your 3-wood.
Is there a pack of cigarettes in my bag?
There was. They fell into the water hazard on 8, so they're a little bit soggy, sir.
Yeah, well. Here, turn the music up and shut up.
Yes, sir.
See? I hit it 5 feet to the pin. And you were telling me I was going to hit something else, smartass.
It's rolling back and down the bank.
Oh, yeah. Well,
it just went in the water.
Give me those soggy darts. Hand me the darts.
I, Mr. Gugatami, sir, with all due respect, I threw them out at the garbage can on 9.
Hudson!
They were wet. I didn't bring a hairdryer. I didn't know what to do with them.
Well, let's get back to the clubhouse. I'm buying a pack of darts right now.
My Uncle Miles died from smoking.
Yeah, well, I'm not going to die today.
What a jerk.
I'm not going to die today. Yeah, but he's about to hit him. You might. All mad, driving back to the clubhouse. Gary Gugotomy, the secret of his chilling out, his crushing darts in between holes.
And Hudson's like, hey, do you remember the time when you played? Not now. Okay.
Yeah.
He's just trying to keep it light and chat with him. Not feeling it. We have one more quitting darts jam, right?
Yeah.
Let's do it on the other side of the break.
Perfect.
TNT 103 is just getting started. Packerst.
Crunch, 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 crunch. Thanks a lot, baby. Get out of here. Don't let the door hit you on the way out. Crunch, 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 crunch.
Very good day, sir. Yes.
It was indeed a good day.
Yes, it was.
We came up with a new country, Canada.
Mr. McCauley, would you like to have some bourbon and forego the puff?
Yes, let us retire to leather wingback chairs beside a roaring fire.
Just enjoy yourself. This chair's nice.
Not a darn thing missing, either.
Mind if I have this... would the snuff be the same thing as the puffing of fire?
Well, I suppose if we're not going to smoke, then what, we shouldn't do anything that rhymes with
us. Okay, yes. We had such a good day today. We came up with the idea of what this new land would be is fantastic.
We sure did, Bill Cosby. That's kind of what you sound like, but it's like an old-timey Bill Cosby. Keep talking, please. I'm really enjoying it.
Yes, I apologize for my candor. Let's enjoy this bourbon straight up, indeed. I like mine neat. Do you?
I told you to take Theo to the park.
And he didn't have a cigarette on him.
I forgot Bill Cosby was a father of Confederation.
Yeah, Darcy Bill Cosby.
All of a sudden, McCauley's drinks has him woozy.
I don't even miss smoking. We're having a drink of bourbon by a roaring fire. We just started a new country. What else do we need, really?
Perhaps you can have another drink.
Why don't I go to the pantry and see if there's any jello pudding?
Take another drink. Have
another drink. Please keep going.
You're barely having a sip.
I'm sorry. I guess my mind was elsewhere, wondering how to occupy my free right hand.
I'm kidding. Maybe we can listen to some music. Would you like put on the spinorama?
Yes.
It's one of my favorites.
Just put on the most contemporary rock and roll song there was back then.
Let's just have a cup. Drink up! Drink!
I love this upbeat number. I can barely keep my feet still.
Oh, you fell on your chair, did you?
Alas, something in a petticoat turned my head around outside the window. You wouldn't mind excusing me to go out on the porch for a minute, would you?
Oh, that went so south right away. When Johnny McDonald turned into Bill Cosby and took Jonathan McCauley to bed.
It's like in not totally accurate history.
Four score!
Seven more.
Oh. Woo. That was fun. That was a good old top five.
It was a great top five.
I think
one of the things that we wrestle with is because we have so much fun doing new stuff every week that it's fun to kind of keep the old chestnuts alive too.
And like, especially when you can go fresh left like that.
Oh man!
How'd you like the Banks of Newfoundland jam?
It's so old timey. Like, how old timey was it?
I think it's like a. I tell you, they suffered like hell on the way to Baltimore. Sounds pretty old to me.
We're going to get blown up by Andrew and Patty from
New York. Yeah, Andrew and Patty are like, oh yeah, I know that version. That's from like 1933.
But it's hard to tell with some of those old sea shanties.
Mm-hmm.
Have we had this conversation before? Did you people have Shanty Town?
What about it?
It was a kid's show about puppets.
Oh, yeah. No, I think we didn't talk about that. No. We had Degrassi, kids at Degrassi Street.
We had that, too.
No, I know, but that was the living in squalor and on that version. Shanty towns.
Would you say they lived in squalor?
Well, they, not really, but there was probably... They had a pretty dirty little cabin that they would crush darts in.
Who, the Degrassi kids?
Yeah, when they were really young. The kids of Degrassi Street, remember that one when they crushed darts?
No.
Yeah.
Was that one episode where they crushed darts?
Yeah, yeah.
Like one very special episode you can't afford to miss?
Yeah, they're crushing darts.
Wow.
Oh, beauty.
How old were kids crushing darts in your elementary school?
Let me think. Like probably grade 7 or so, you start seeing it, the odd kid.
Wow.
Yeah.
I think we had some grade 5ers.
Really?
Yep.
That's crazy.
Some grade 5ers were crushing darts, and they also had hickeys.
Hickeys?
Which seemed really young, yeah.
Yeah.
And it was often cops' kids. That had to prove that they were bad, right?
Oh, maybe, yeah. Some cop kids out there. Can you throw us a message and say it was rough being tough?
I think it would be rough being a cop's kid at that age.
Yeah.
Because you want to prove that you're cool.
Proving that you're cool.
Is that alert in the background?
It's actually John and Jack. Made it home from school. Hey, boys.
Hi.
In perfect harmony.
Let's get these guys situated, and we'll take a quick break.
Be right back with more 103, bud.
Come back, will you?
Hello.
The kids are situated.
Hey, they're all set.
Jeremy, did you get your kids situated?
Yeah, I did. Thanks, Andrea. I got them fixed up downstairs. One of them's playing Roblox, and the other one is getting ready for soccer practice.
So what's the move when they come in the door? Do they snack it up?
No, we usually get them to finish what's in the lunch first. Like, if you haven't crushed your lunch, then what makes you think you can just fire into the fridge and take whatever you want? So they usually have, like, a half a sandwich or some red pepper sticks there chopped up. Always some veggies at a foot. And they usually skip the veggies till after.
Is your school the same as ours in that you can't throw garbage out at school?
Yeah, you can't, you got to take your garbage from your...
You have to take your lunch home.
Yeah.
And that way, there's no way to sneak, like, I didn't eat my whole lunch.
Yep. Yeah.
That's so smart, because it means the school's not responsible for composting.
Yeah, even when, in Annalise's case, or all of the boys, when they're in kindergarten, like, you'd have to bring an extra Ziploc bag for their snacks to go in, all the refuse and everything after. Two different... Because there's a snack bag and then there's the lunch bag, but you have to have the Ziploc to keep it all in, because that's it. There's no throwing the stuff out.
Very smart.
Makes sense.
It's a good way to police these masks.
It sure is. And you know how kids are eating as well, and they don't allow, obviously you can't touch it with the 10-foot pole, anything with peanuts.
Yeah.
But yeah, I don't think they frown upon junk. If there's just a kid has like four demi-loons and a diet soda, they'll talk about it, which is good.
Yeah, but didn't you have that kid in your school?
Yeah.
Who was like, I don't understand why he gets a bag of Salt and Vinny's.
No, I know.
A Dr. Pepper.
And a, yeah.
A sucker.
A Joe Louie.
And some garbage pail kids.
Yeah. Gum. Yeah. Or the kid that the mom comes with the hot lunch.
Oh.
Hated that.
That's a bit much.
Like, some kid's got frickin' A&W coming in at lunch.
You're not doing your kid any favors by being that person.
Or in high school, it was all my Italian friends. They would come in with these insanely delicious-looking sandwiches. Oh, like all my mom.
Yeah, but then they got the lage.
Yeah, they got like the veal. Check it out. A big veal parmesan on a bun. Some capicola with some arugula. Hey, man. They'd be sitting there playing briscola and crushing these amazing sandwiches with fresh bread.
Oh. That their no-no just made.
Yeah.
I love combinations of names for grandparents, like Skunu and Nene.
Skunu
there's
and Nene, yeah.
There's a license plate
it's
around...
It's my beep-bop!
There's a license plate around town that says, Nan and Bumpy.
Yeah.
That's my favorite Bumpy. One. Nan, can we go over to Nan and Bumpy's? And they're usually born out of how a kid pronounces it, right?
So I was over at Kaizen and Doopop's place on the weekend. Got to hang
Can
with
we
the
go
Doopops.
To Grandma and Gumps? Gumpy. Gumpy and Nunu.
Nan and Bump-Bumps.
Can we go to Gumpy and Nene's?
Nanu and Danu.
Nanu.
Nanu and Noni.
Nanu and... Yeah. Nono and Noni. Gamma and Gamba.
Ga and Gorgo. I want to go to Ga-Ga this weekend. I want to see Ga-Ga.
No, we have to go see Gor, because we said we'd go over there. We haven't been for a while. Why don't you open Laura's card and see what she sent you? Oh, it's a $4 McDonald's gift card.
What's more heinous sounding, Gork or Gok?
I think Gok.
You think
it's awful.
But if you think about it, a gork would be accompanying like a scream, maybe.
Oh, it's a company? Gork Industries? Okay, you're working at the front desk at Gork Industries. Answer the phone by saying good morning. Go.
What? Gork? Okay.
You're working at the front desk, okay. And I'm calling.
Ring, ring.
Brrr, ring.
Gork, gork.
Good morning, Gork Industries.
Good afternoon, Gork, gork.
Okay, now try gack, gack. Can you imagine the grandparents are gork, gork, and gack, gack?
Imagine that, like you're a kid. That's what you hear. Or you're staying over at your friends and his parents are up to that kind of behavior. And you're like, what's going on here, man? big crazy, like, expose sex.
Oh, you mean they're actually doing that?
Big,
what? Like,
crazy sex going on, and you're like trying to sleep.
And lamps are getting broken?
Yeah.
Were you ever even aware that your folks,
no.
That your friends' folks were up to that stuff?
No. I'm not, only like on in hotel rooms. That's the only time. I've heard.
But
that.
You didn't ever have like your friend's parents were the Swingsteens?
No, that's what I'm saying. But it would be really uncomfortable hearing that.
Were any of your friends' moms like Stacy's like, mom?
You're like Googling me for like stories. Like, okay, were any of your friends in that position? Were they?
Yeah. Was were any of your friends' moms Stacy's mom?
No, but I remember that I tell you the time where there I knew a guy who put on the porno at a party of him. Did I tell you that?
Start at the start and don't leave out anything.
He puts on this, like, guys, check it out. There's like 20 people at his house. And it's him having sex on the couch. And it's like hidden camera. I'm like, what the fuck? Why would you do
that? And were people
that?
Sitting on that couch watching it?
Yeah, literally. Like, that's exactly it, for sure. And it's like, he's like, no, watch this part, watch. It's like how he gets on her or whatever and moves like into another position. I'm like,
no.
What the fuck? What's up with that? And then the worst part, the girl from the video came in like an hour later.
No.
Yeah.
An hour later is worse.
Well, everybody's all getting banged up, and that's already like the appetizer for the evening. So by an hour into that, there was a big, huge fight. Obviously.
What is wrong with him? Because
she didn't know that he was filming her.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. That's like a triple whammy.
Oh, yeah. Just the fan was just fired with shit.
I have so many questions. Were the 20 people... men and women?
Yeah. Mostly guys, but yeah.
But there were ladies there. And I mean, not that it makes a huge difference, but were they very uncomfortable?
Yeah, everyone was like, what's going on? Like, no one wants to see this.
Anyway. So did someone obviously told her when she came in, like, you'll never guess what we just watched.
Well, no, probably, like, someone was hammered and was laughing about it or whatever, you know. Probably happened over, like... somebody saying, hey, by the way, did you happen to see, or whatever. I think that's her right there.
Oh, my God.
Someone
gosh.
Was like maybe talking about the story. Hey, wait a second, that's you!
Whoa.
Yeah, that's uncomfortable.
I was in a hotel room once, like, with same thing, a bunch of folks, like, we just finished a job and everyone's sitting around kind of having a quiet drink and the guy whose room it was put on an adult motion picture.
Yeah,
I've
been
in that. It's a strange choice.
Yeah.
It's a strange choice. Definitely. It's just as wallpaper, like, in the background in the room.
Yeah. Yeah, that happened to me another time when I was at, like, a family friends thing. And you want to veil these stories just because it's, like... you don't want anybody being implicated that are attached to these people.
Yeah.
But the guy was getting, like, kind of banged up and towards the end of the night in their basement, and he's, like, fires on a porno, and I'm like, whoa. We don't have to watch this. He's like, no, this is cool. All right.
So was it, same thing, was it a bunch of dudes in the basement? And he was like, oh, dudes will love this.
No, it's just me and him.
Oh, my gosh. Ain't nobody got time for that.
No, I was just like, man, that's not cool at all. But I've heard that a lot with, like, athletes that are roommates. You know what I mean? A guy or fire one on. I heard some story once about a golfer, a famous golfer, getting into a hotel room after the tournament night or something when they're rooming with another famous golfer, like, early in their career. And the other famous golfer in bed was, like, a hardcore, like, Christian. You know, like, big time, never swore.
Waiting till marriage styles?
Yeah, like, hardcore. And then this other golfer comes in and fires that on the TV, and the guy was just mortified. He was just like,
see,
oh, my
God. See, oddly
enough,
Mike, the question that springs to mind is, I didn't know golfers shared rooms. Well, but early on, they do it.
Oh, for sure, yeah. Definitely.
Someone asked me this the other day.
To save
NHL
money
players,
when they're young, yeah. What?
NHL players always share rooms, right? Even in the NHL, you always have a roommate.
Yeah, that's
the thing.
Part of the thing, I think, yeah. to either keep each other out of trouble or just, I don't know, that's just always the way it is. Same with baseball, but unless you're, you know, A-Rod or something like that.
I thought in baseball they didn't, and I thought in football they didn't.
No, maybe they don't actually in baseball, because actually you're right. I've never.
But just as a cost-saving measure.
It's more of an NHL thing, and I always thought it was just to keep up the camaraderie.
Well, it's not such a bad idea.
No, for sure. Especially when you're, but they're not paying for it. You know what I mean? If I was like an independent player going like, what the hell? Like this because you're being cheap? Because that's not cool. Everyone wants like some privacy. Especially when you're making $20 million a year.
Well, a friend of mine is dating a baseball player, and she said they, at least on this team, maybe it's different team to team, but on this team, they all get their own rooms.
Yeah, I think you're right. I think I was wrong, but yeah, baseball's, it's, yeah, same with other spike. And it's funny because it makes it seem like they're being cheap, but they actually get good rates. I remember getting NHL rates, and it would be like $100 downtown in LA for a great room.
Wow.
So yeah,
well, I was really interested about this with my friend because I was asking, like, as a girlfriend, because she's not his wife, what is it like when you come around the team? Because she said she'll go out and visit him on the road. They play so many games and travel so much. She'll go out with the team for a few days, and she said typically, obviously, there's a difference between the wives and the girlfriends. Wives look down on the girlfriends.
Yeah.
But in her case, her dude doesn't bring a lot of ladies around, so the fact that he's brought her around kind of pre-approves her.
Yeah.
But that must get complicated, man.
Well, it's a scene, man, for sure, because they're all involved usually together for charitable stuff continually. Right. All the wives usually have her helping. So, yeah, it becomes a hierarchy right away. And I'm sure they're, you know, it's not like there's probably enough cat fights going on with the type of the girls that are hanging out.
You're like not the, kidding,
the
Jeremy
big
Taker.
Dollar chasing ones. I'm not saying that's all of them, but there's a couple that you meet here and there where it's like, wow, this is a lifer person that's destiny in their mind to have to be attached with someone with cash. And there's guys like that too that are just like, it's all about their status as a person based on money. And they try to find that, so that's got to
be
difficult.
Well, my friend kind of alluded on the team, because I said, it sounds like the dude that she's with is pretty low-key guy, kind of studious, reads a lot. I said, you know, is there camaraderie on the team? And she said, yeah, but it's very clicky. Yeah. Like, Puerto Rican dudes hang together, mm-hmm. African-Americans hang together, dudes that smoke a lot of weed hang together, mm-hmm. pitchers are kind of their own thing.
Yeah.
So he has like two dudes on the whole team that he kind of hangs
with for sure.
But I would say typically hockey teams are more apt to just kind of bro down as a group, aren't they? I'm sure there are stronger friendships.
But I mean, like, it goes even further sometimes with if they're lit, like they'll live together. You know, remember, like, didn't Sidney Crosby live with Mario Lemieux when he first got in the league? And they'll mentor players. I remember Avery would live with Brett Hall in Detroit when he was on the Red Wings. So there's always that too. Like, they'll live with a veteran or something that just to kind of get them sorted and give them a good, you know, I'm sure if you're living with Steve Yzerman or something like that, you're going to get great life lessons as well as just how to play hockey better.
Yeah.
Big time.
It seems like hockey has that stuff figured out.
Well, in terms of the way players act, I mean, they're from 14 years old. They're kind of trained into how to talk to other people. And then, to be honest, like when you're working on something that hard, it's almost impossible to develop other things like a personality, hot interest of other things, you know?
Yeah.
Movies or going out. It's just working out and practicing. Like that's and not to mention having parents that are hardcore mad, like working you down hard, screaming at you, like the Whiplash styles. Like that's pretty common for a lot of great hockey players, is the dad who's just like always raging from the stands about what's going on.
Well, I know you shared this clip of the coach. Where was he from?
He was a basketball coach, I think, for somewhere in an NCAA tournament right now. And he was talking,
about how kids come in with body language, like thinking they know it all, or they're entitled to play, or they're entitled to get minutes, or whatever.
And they get benched.
Or sulking because they don't get minutes.
Yeah.
He doesn't have any time for that.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like that anytime you see the error of like trying to show off, that's like the biggest turnoff for that guy, where you won't play just because that happens. And you can't imagine like basketball players. They love the swag, you know, and you grew up watching guys like Jordan and LeBron that are just so kind of outward, you know, and they kind of do things where you're like showing off, but they're doing it because they're actually crushing in the NBA. But these kids are doing it all the time, just that show off mentality of the I'm cooler than everybody here. But
my memories of Michael Jordan have mostly to do with his play on the court. I don't remember him being flashy or kind of big wheel off the court.
No, but was he very dominating and like trash talking and chirping.
Was he?
Oh, yeah, hardcore for sure. They said he was one of the biggest trash talkers ever.
On the court?
On the court.
Wow.
Just working everybody. Just mentally
breaking. Because I could see like Pippen being like
mentally breaking everybody down. Yeah, I think that's pretty common though, with because they excel in not just the actual performance of the sport, the physical stuff, but the mental stuff too. How to kind of change somebody's perspective without even them seeing you play yet, you know. I guess that would be like the Avery factor, where it's like when you actually want to punch a guy instead of play hockey, it's working. Yeah. Because and it's got to be difficult by that level for players not to shrug it off. But when they
do you think Avery, like in his head, what do you think he was thinking during the, like waving his hands in Martin Brugger's face,
just stirring up shit? Because he knew at that point it was you were allowed to do it,
right?
And that's, he was just being that kid at school where you're like, get the fuck out of here, dude! Like, you're kidding me? Get lost! Like, what are you, five?
And but it worked.
Like, it worked.
It was so effective.
It was so ridiculous, and it's just, that's him in a nutshell, the agitator. Hey, speaking of...
Would he find that funny?
Sure, 100%. He was laughing the whole time. He's got a book coming out the week after ours, or a couple weeks
around. Does he really?
Yeah. But we can talk about that book. Let's take a break and get right into Canadianity and the drop date.
Breaking news. Alert. Be right back. Boodle dee 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 ba da da, doodle doo dee 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 ba dee dee, diddle dee 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 ba da da. Breaking news with Jeremy Taggart. Boodle dee 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 ba dee dee.
The new Canadianity book. Canadianity. It's coming out. Can I say the full title, Jonathan?
Tales from the True North, Strong and Freezing.
Yeah, that's it right there. That's coming out on October 17th.
Boodle doo dee 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 ba dee dee. It's exciting.
It is exciting.
It's exciting to have it written.
Mm-hmm.
There are so many things that obviously make perfect sense if you work in the book world, but for us, because it's our first time out, you don't really know how it works.
Yeah.
So, buds, here's a peek behind the curtain. Here's what you do.
Yeah.
They tell you the number of words you're supposed to write. In our case, it was between 60 and 80,000.
Yeah.
Then you send it in, and you get notes on your manuscript, and you kind of address those. And then the next step is copy editor.
Yeah.
And the copy editor looks at every comma and every exclamation mark,
mm-hmm.
and decides, like, this was, for example, this was one of the big discussions that we had.
Mm-hmm.
I tend to overuse uppercase letters. Like, I would spell bud with an uppercase B.
Mm-hmm.
But the discussion was the amount of times you guys use the word bud do you really, does it merit being uppercase every time you use it? So the copy editor makes a decision on that and says, I think it should be lowercase, B-A-H-D. What do you guys think? Or it can be in italics every time you see it or whatever.
Yeah.
Like those little decisions that you don't even really think about. And then it has to go through the legal process whereby if you're saying something that could somehow be interpreted as slander, has to be reviewed, or if you're saying someone was arrested, you have to find newspaper articles to support that happened, even if it's someone who's a friend of yours, even if it's someone in your family.
Yeah.
If you're saying something that's a matter of opinion, they can say, well, would the person you're saying this about approve of what you're saying or even agree with that? Like little things you never would think about.
Yeah, for sure.
Or you say, like, we were in a meeting, there were four of us, and they say, well, would anyone else vouch for that, or could you prove there were four people there, even if it's innocuous? Stuff you don't think about, but of course that's how it works. And there's a publicity department and a marketing department. There's a design department where they're going to help us figure out what the cover should look like, and something as simple as, obviously, our two voices in writing are distinct and different, but how do you reflect on the page, whether it's Taggart talking or Torrance talking? Like that stuff all, they're not problems, they're decisions.
Yeah.
But it's the level of detail is so interesting for us first timers.
Yeah. And it's amazing how they give you just every option for every possible scenario is basically what it is. So,
and then when the book comes out, they don't like to do publicity before it's available to be bought in stores, because obviously if someone reads something in the Globe saying this book sounds great and they think I'd like to buy that, but it's not available yet, they don't want that to be the reason someone doesn't buy it.
Yeah.
Of course that makes sense.
No, that's a good move.
But we never thought of it that way.
Never did. And we're looking forward to, we actually will be crossing this wonderful country with all the happening bookstores doing bud-ins.
You're darn tootin'. And Indigo is responsible for 55% of book sales in Canada. We learned that. But we definitely don't want to forget or ignore the independent bookseller, because there are some rad ones of those in every town.
For sure.
Masks, wearing round glasses and cardigans.
Yeah.
I say that kind of teasingly.
No, but like those masks that can actually crush you when it comes to like knowledge at dinner chats. Yeah. Those guys.
Low-key dinner crushers.
Yeah.
I call them.
They wore off all their hair from reading books.
Yep. So like, do we read from the book when we have a book event, or is it just a bot in?
I guess we have a little read up. There's some good tales in there. On both sides.
Some great tales in there.
Yeah.
And one of the other things that we learned was, like, for example, if you call it tips, Canadianity, tips, tales and tips from True North, Strong and Freezing, if it has the word tips in it, it has to go in travel section. Mm-hmm. And if it's in the travel section, there's less traffic. Interesting thing.
Yeah.
Obviously, the temptation is to use some strategy in the title of your book because you want people to come across it by accident. So if you say Canadianity from Gretzky to Bieber, obviously more people will find it, but that doesn't really have a lot to do with what the book is. So it's a bit greasy.
I know.
It says you can pre-order it on Amazon now.
Yeah.
We should order one.
Yeah, we should order one and see if it comes early.
Guess what the pre-order price is? This will be like Canadian Tire Fire.
Oh, yeah.
Lower or higher. I have it right in front of me. What do you think the price is?
The pre-order price for Canadianity, I'm going to guess, because I saw that it was on there, but I didn't see that it had a price. So, I don't know. I would think, because, like, I don't even know what the book will sell for eventually, but I'm going to
guess. She's a paperback.
Yeah.
She's a paperback.
I don't know, like $9?
$18.50.
18?
Yeah.
There you go. See, I'm like 1980s numbers in my head.
Yeah, $9 for Encyclopedia Britannica, full set.
Oh, $9.
Irregardlessly, it's exciting to know that the book is coming out, and we can both put author on our 500 free business cards from Staples.
That's right. I'm going to get that done. Author. I do author. We're reading the books. Hey, let's play Hello.
Let's play Hello.
Yeah.
Well, I think we started to play it, and we only did one scenario for Hello.
Yeah.
So the way it works is we give each other scenarios, and all you have to do is answer the phone by saying hello in an appropriate tone. And that's the end of the journey.
Yeah. That's it.
Okay.
Very simple.
Okay, so I'll give you
one. The most difficult part is usually the ringing of the phone.
Yeah, that is hard.
Yeah.
So I'll give you the scenario first.
Okay.
You're working at the library.
Okay.
It's March break week.
Oh.
So it's really busy.
Yeah.
You have to use your indoor library voice, but somebody has been prank calling you every hour on the hour.
And it's
and this is the second day of it.
Oh, okay.
You went home last night and talked to your husband about it, and he was like, you know what? It's probably just one day thing. It's kids. They'll get bored. It won't happen again. And it turns out it's day two and it's still happening.
All right.
Ready?
Okay. Yep.
Brrring.
Hello.
That sounded like waking up from a nap. Hello.
Well, I was trying to throw out some like bummed out.
Like whispered, bummed out.
I don't have time
anger
for anything but reality.
Okay, you give me the same scenario. It's the same scenario, two ringer.
Okay,
give
same me scenario, ringer. Exactly.
Yeah.
Two ringer.
Hello.
That sounds like 4 a.m. too, though.
I guess it's hard to sound whispery and angry at the same time.
Yeah, I don't know if they, like, if you're in a big library, do they really whisper when they answer the phone?
Okay, give me another scenario.
Okay, you're working
or
at
a
the
scenario.
What?
Or a scenario.
You're working at the Ferndale Comet? Where Jet
What is that, a diner?
Where Jet used to work? The Jetson, the gas station that he worked in?
Oh, yeah, okay.
The Ferndale Comet?
Yeah, okay, good. What time of day is it?
It's late. It's like 2 in the morning on a Friday night, and it's still slow, though. Like, it's real slow.
Okay.
Okay.
Can I be a little gooned up on Red Bulls?
Jet? No, I keep thinking it's Jet, but yeah. No,
and I've had like 2 or 3 Red Bulls.
Okay.
Because I've been working all night, so I've been jacking them, so I'm a little fired up.
All right, here. Ready?
How many rings?
2 rings.
Okay. Hello. He's fired up, that guy.
He's ready to go. He's like, I want to.
He's so happy. He's mopping the floor at the far end of the station.
No, that place is one of those places where you can't move. You're just sitting behind the window.
Oh.
That's it.
So he's sitting on a stool? Okay, I need to do it again. I didn't have that information. That's key.
All right, you ready?
2 ringer. Yeah, hit me. Hello.
Oh, it's a whole new one.
He's so sad.
Yeah.
Hello. Okay, you do your impression of Jet. I'll do the turkey ring, too.
Okay.
And you do your impression of Jet working at the Leaside Comet or whatever it's called.
Ferndale.
Ready?
Yeah.
Two ringer.
Okay.
Doo-doo-loo-doo-loo-loo-loop. Doo-doo-loo-doo-loo-loo-loo-loop.
Hello?
Is that how he'd answer the phone?
Yeah.
That's kind of friendly but firm.
Hello?
Hello?
That's my Papa Dog. That would be Gramps. Yellow! Yellow!
Wait a minute. Papa Dog? Look at Papa Dog. What?
That's that's Papa Dog.
Yeah. So Papa, you didn't have a Noni or a Bumpy. You had
because
a Papa Dog.
My grandmother remarried. So
he wasn't your grandpa.
He wasn't my dad's
officially.
Dad, but he was Papa Doug. So yeah, I guess it was like that. He was a.
What did you call your dad's dad?
I never knew him.
So you had Papa Doug, and then what did you have on the other side?
Well, grandpa, straight up, my mom's dad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And what did you call your mom's mom?
Grandma. Yeah.
And what did you call your dad's mom?
Grandma. So that was all
you
good.
You two grandmas.
Yeah. Papa Dog. We had grandma and Papa Dog was like the classic. Papa Dog was not just a why, but just because he was super organized. Like he was a policeman in the army in the Second World War.
Was he one of the maps that had the tools drawn on the wall in the basement for where you put them back?
With like, the silhouette of where it's supposed to be.
He's one of the maps.
Yes. Yeah, he had like the part, you know, those like little circular the holes in it, the boards with all the little holes.
What is that?
I don't know. Particle?
Mask board.
Holder? But yeah, he would dial that thing right down and then the tools were all set.
Like, wait a minute, where's my hammer? What do you mean? Look, the outline says there's a chalk outline for a murdered hammer.
There'd be like three hammers, though. You know what I mean?
Okay, one last hello before we go. You ready?
Yeah.
It's a new business called Pens and Things.
Yeah.
You took out a big loan from the bank to open it.
Oh, no.
You're really rolling the dice on it, and this is the first time the phone's ringing.
Oh,
wow. It's maybe your first customer, so this is proof that it's working. You ready?
Yeah. Okay.
It's a one ringer because you're that excited.
Yeah.
So let's hear some hope in your voice. All right. Ready? Here it comes.
Okay. Hi, Pens and Things. How are you today?
It's so overzealous. You need to work on your greeting a little bit.
Is it? It's too much? Like, please, please?
Well, no, I think it's probably very accurate. Oh. But probably by, like, week 7, when you've relaxed a bit, you know, it's working, you'd probably take the edge off it a little bit.
Oh, so I should have been more nervous?
Okay, give try me it pens again. And things.
Try it again.
Okay, you ready?
Yeah. Pens and things. Hello?
He butchered it. Yeah. Give me a one ringer pens and things.
Okay.
Hello?
He blew it. He didn't forget the name of the place.
No, he's just so curious.
No, but it sounds like not a business at all, like some residents. Like,
oh, yeah.
Okay, why are you calling me? You want to do it again?
Yeah, one ringer. Pens and things?
That would be like if I called there, I'd be like, what? What?
What?
But who calls Pens and Things? You just go to Pens and Things.
Yeah, you just notice it and be reminded, oh, yeah, I should get a pen. Also, what are the things? Talk to you next week, bud.
Hey, bud. Boom,